I'd like to say just a short bracha, the cover to take for Chanukah, are coming. In the Pasha Shavua, Miketz is always Shabbos Chanukah, Vahi Miketz Shasayim Yomim, the Medrash brings a posik in Iyov, Ketz Som Lachoshech. And the Medrash explains, Zman nosan la Yosef, kama shalom yasabu afele beveso asurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a zman, a ketz. How long Yosef has to remain in the beveso asurim? Kevin shehagia haketz, cholam parachalim. Vayhi miketz nesayim yomin, the word miketz refers to the word miketz that it says in the pasuk ketz nosan la choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside a certain amount of time that Yosef has to be in the beveso asurim. Now the time is over. Now Paro has a cholon. The Beis Halevi explains as follows. Everything that happens in the world revolves around a siba and a mesiva, cause and effect. Something causes something else. The reason causes the effect. If a person does a business, makes a deal, and here is the money, how do we view it? What's the cause and what's the effect? His good business acumen, he did a good deal, and he made money. But really, in Shemaim, it doesn't go like that. A person is there to make a good deal. The pshat is because the Rebbeinu Shalom assigned him lechatchil that he's going to make money, and then he does the deal, he makes the money. The cause is the hachlat in Shemaim to give him that revach, and the effect is his earning the revach. The pasuk says, Yosef came out of the Beis HaSurim because Paro had a chaloim. It wasn't that Paro had a chaloim and therefore Yosef came out. Because Baruch Hu set aside a time originally how long Yosef has to be in the Beis HaSurim. When the time is over, now Paro can have the chaloim. What's the process? The process is the chaloim and Yosef comes out. Abdal Yeshor in Organ Dalyo says, we know from Chazal that Yovan is called Choshech. The Golos of Yovan, the Klai Yisrael went through, is what the Apostle was referring to in Bereishis of Choshech al Pnei Sohoim. Choshech is the Golos of Yovan. And it can very well be, says Abdal Yeshor, that some Keta Choshech, when the Chashmonoim undertook this Melchoma with Mesir Snefesh to fight the Yevonim, it was not the cause of the Yeshua, but it was the effect. The cause was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a case originally for the Golos, for the Choshech, how long the Choshech has to be, and the Mechemes HaChashmonoim with the Yevonim, since the time had come, the case is over. In Shemaim, we're finished with the Yevonim, therefore the Yevonim Shalom put into effect. And the Chashmonaim understood that there is this Yisoiris Milamayla, and they were Zoiche to be Mezgaber, knowing that now is the Shas HaKoshim, now is the time that the Kosh Baruch Hu set aside. We're still under the Roshim of the beautiful Yachei Kala. All of the Mishtatfim felt a gewaldige his chaskus, his oiris and Torah. And I'm sure they went back and shared it with everybody. If someone is in a matzav that he needs his chaskus and Torah, sometimes it can come about, a person decides he has him his chazik, he rolls up his sleeves and he starts to learn. Sometimes that his chaskus can be the end. Ketz some lechoshech, he had some kind of a choshech stopping him in his Or HaTorah, stopping him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Pesach Liva B'Torah, and that case has come, and now it just flows, now the effect just happens. There's once a Yid about Shuvah who came to the Chazon Ish, and he told the Chazon Ish that he learns, he spends so much of his koichas and his effort in learning, and he sees so little payers in his learning. And the Chazon Ish told him, apparently, in Yerushalayim, there hasn't been Torah for a long, long time. For your children, it will be much, much easier. When a person sets himself to learn, he has a new cheshek, a new chizuk. One can never know, is this the effect of some different cause, of some different sibur? Or am I now setting out a sibur for some later beneficiary of my chizuk? Chazish also said that how much a person is a Talmud Chochem depends a lot on how much his grandmother cried by Hadlokas Neres Shabbos that her grandson should be a Talmud Chochem. Chanukah is the yontif of Torah Shel Ba'al Peh. Chanukah is the yontif that the Chashmonei were Moisei Nefesh for Amal HaTorah that the Yevonim wanted to take away from Klal Yisrael. Shechshicha is a name Shel Yisrael in Torah. Whenever we sit down to learn, whenever we have that chizuk to learn, we never know, are we reaping the pears of future generations whose time for the Yeshua has come, or are we now setting in place a Yeshua for someone else? Whichever it may be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us that we should take out from the Chanukah, we should really take in this Yom Tov of Torah Shel Ba'al Peh and enjoy the pears of our Amal HaTorah, whether it be the Amal HaTorah that we were zeicha to by way of a choshech, the Ribbono Shel Olam now opens up my heart because the time has come for my heart to open up in Torah, whether it my shtadlus for others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that all those who came back home with the Yachei Kala fresh in their minds and in their hearts should share it with those who were being Amal HaTorah from far, b'shutpes with the Yachei Kala here. May we all have a Freilich HaChanukah, a Chanukah that we can take out from it as much as we can. A Freilich HaChanukah.